are listening to Progressive Radio Network, PRN.FM, the most listened to truth radio program in the world. My name is Renee, and I'm joined today with my husband, Gary Tunsky. The title of our show is What in the Cell is Going On? And we're on every Monday at 2 p.m., which can be accessed on the front page of our VACinfo.org website. Today's guest founded Florida's first whole food natural cafe and market almost 30 years ago. He has two locations called Love Whole Foods Cafe and Market. The original one's in Ormond Beach and his second one's in Port Orange, Florida. His name is Mitchell Booth, Mitch, I call him, and we're very excited. So welcome, sir.
Hey, thanks, Renee. It's been quite a day. What a great opportunity to connect with Gary Noll. We've been supporting his work certainly for the 29 years that we've been open.
Wonderful, wonderful. We are just so thankful for you, Mitch, because we didn't know what clean food was until you came along.
No, it wasn't me. You know, the story starts back in the early 80s. Most people don't know where did the first whole food come from. And the story is a really fascinating one. A husband and wife started it, the first one in Amherst, Massachusetts. And it was begun with this realization that the what we would now call biodynamic farming was being lost to what you and I both know is large agribusiness. Mm. And so it was that store was called Bread and Circus Whole Foods Market. And it's sad because that name got lost once it was bought by John Mackey out of Austin, Texas, wherever the hell he came from. Wow. It's always been a mystery to me. If you read Mackey's bio, it talks about that they were running a small natural food store in a strip mall in Austin, and then suddenly they were large enough to buy all of the Whole Foods markets that had Bread and Circus had founded, and then went out to California and bought Mrs. Gooch's, which was the second group of Whole Food Market. It doesn't make any difference, as it's impacted with my family. We're Yankees. Before we moved down here into Florida, my wife's health challenge necessitated radical change, primarily because of medical interventions that had nearly took her life. So she went up to Amherst. We were in Hartford, Connecticut, went up to Amherst. The Whole Foods standards turned her life around. And in the end, she survived long enough for the two of us to come down to Florida and found the first Whole Food market in Ormond Beach. And that was in 1990. And I'm very proud of the fact that the standards that we use now today are exactly the same standards that we introduced to our community 29 years ago. Nothing's changed, except that we've added where we were monitoring for antibiotics and xenogenic hormones like estrogens in the food, artificial preservatives, pesticides, herbicides, fungicides. We did all that stuff. The only thing that, and we continue to do that, the only thing that we've added is now we check for GMOs. Mm-hmm. And of course, this is now a really serious issue that our store has now taken up the mantle on. On November tonight, we're doing the program with Dr. Richard Passwater. He's going to be talking about Alzheimer's the side benefit of orthomolecular silica, not only for the cosmetic hair, skin, and nails, but more importantly, the research in Belgium, the Passwater's company is Biominerals NV, and their newest research shows that the orthosilicate that they have patented has an interesting side benefit. It finds aluminum in the brain tissue and chelates it and creates a substance called aluminum silicate, which is an inorganic substance. It has no ability for the body to absorb it, so the body excretes it. The good news for all of us is that we know that heavy metals are a contributing factor to a major contributing factor to not only Alzheimer's, but Parkinson's, a number of other neurological conditions that are becoming more and more prevalent in our society. And I, again, as someone who's been dedicated to food as medicine, I'm trying to find out if indeed there is a link between what agribusiness has done with mass market grocery stores and this and insight on a number of issues. Forget the cancer.
Right.
My concern is that we have an undiagnosed epidemic of Alzheimer's that now has literally taken out, stolen the lives of over 5 million Americans.
Absolutely.
And there's no discussion on it, Gary. I mean, what I find astounding is there is all of this evidence, but the reason why it certainly isn't addressed by Lester Holt on NBC News is there aren't any drugs for it.
Right.
And I need to make that really clear. To me, Alzheimer's and opiate addictions are two of the major crises that this country is faced with.
Yeah, they're even claiming that the adult Alzheimer's is actually adult autism because of the heavy metals. And the audience needs to know this, Mitch, that the reason why the amyloid plaque builds into the brain from the aluminum and also other heavy metals in synergy. There's mercury,
right?
There's cadmium, there's lead.
Right.
And when they have a synergistic effect and they go through the blood-brain barrier, the brain is highly electrical. It's highly conductive. So the metals have an attraction to highly electrical tissues, and that's where they cling like a Siamese twin into the frontal lobe. And there's where you get your symptoms of the memory.
Well, Gary, all I can tell you is you're singing Dr. Stephanie Senna's song. And for the audience that isn't familiar, Dr. Stephanie Senna has two PhDs from MIT. She is, if she's not the director, she's certainly one of the senior officials in the artificial intelligence program at MIT. And she has become the foremost authority on heavy metal toxicity as it impacts on autism on the one side.
Right.
Her mission started by trying to understand, and she's my age, she's 70. She wants to know why the brightest of the brightest that are in her program, that when they're having their children, they're having such a high incidence of autism.
Mm-hmm.
And so she started investigating this. And of course, the end conclusion was that the most used herbicide in the world, not just the United States, is Roundup, is glyphosate. And she absolutely makes that connection between Alzheimer's and autism.
Mm-hmm.
That just even to the point where autism or Alzheimer's is autism for seniors.
Right. And also, too, people need to know the sources. You know, you have to ask yourself, where are we getting these excess aluminum and excess mercury sources coming from? Where's the lead coming from? Where's the cadmium? And the answer to that is the chemtrails. They're spraying 5,000 times the level of toxic levels to a human.
Well, you know that we're right here in New Smyrna Beach. We have Ken Rolla, probably the foremost authority on chemtrails.
Right.
And just to be on a positive note, I might add, go to Ken Rolla's Fresh and Alive, and he offers some of the tools that he uses for neutralizing chemtrails. And I can only say I use it. The listeners, there isn't a listener out there that's wondering, what are we seeing in the skies? I don't get into it. But let's just look at Patterson Air Force Base. Everyone listening, just Google water contamination, Satellite High School, Titusville, Florida, and then find out that this high school has the highest cancer rate of any high school in the United States. And what does it go back to? The fire retardants that they use to suppress airplane fires at Patterson Air Force Base. Mm. So you can do chemtrails. I don't care, kids. If you don't want to, if, you know, you think that we're all whack jobs, fine. But when you're a mother that's trying to figure out why your high school child that ought to be thriving and planning their life is now crippled with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, or other females in particular with female reproductive cancers, we need to know what's in the water and what's in the food.
Right. On top of the blood poisoning, of course, and that's my message. Everybody knows, in honor of my little girl that passed away, Casey, that the vaccinations directly to the bloodstream, the mercury, the formaldehyde, the aluminum, the antifreeze, the nagalase, the animal viruses. I mean, obviously, that's the underlying.
Glycol, guys, go pick up a bottle of Centrum Silver, the Centrum Silver, and ask the pharmacist. I told Renee how I identify myself. Not a pharmacist, pharmacist. Ask the pharmacist, the drug guy, what polyethylene glycol is doing in the senior's vitamin.
Right.
And by the way, who makes that vitamin?
Exactly.
Just our friendly Bayer Corporation.
Right.
And why should we all be afraid? Well, I'm not into fear. I'm sorry. The name of my store is love. It's
awesome.
All about love.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm.
But I really believe what the Quran says. Trust in God, tie your camel. It's about the only thing in the Quran that's worth reading about two or three times. You know, so don't get into the anger thing.
Yes.
Just look what Stephanie Seneff would say.
Sure.
Look behind the curtain. Right. Look behind the curtain. The Bayer Corporation is not Bayer Aspirin. It's
right.
not a pharmaceutical company. Folks, read it for what it is. They're a chemical company.
Right.
And then all the boomers out there that really like looking at the stock reports, you know, when they get their stock report for Bayer, remember that the largest profit center of that conglomerate is their pesticides.
Yeah.
And now they own Roundup.
Yeah, they own
but
Monsanto.
You know what they also own? Everyone listening, Google the Dwayne Johnson versus the state of versus Monsanto, and read about what Dwayne Johnson has to say about glyphosate and what it did to his life, especially with his non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Mm-hmm.
The vaccine issue. Certainly, when the Vax van came to town, we sponsored it. You know, we had another, we had that that wonderful talk show host, it'll come to me in a second, but we wanted to bring awareness, and then, but you want to talk about, you know, it's like trying to have a discussion between Republicans and Democrats. It's, you can't have an intelligent discussion.
Right, exactly.
Everything goes into anger and short circuit.
Mm-hmm.
What I want is solutions. And that's what Love Whole Foods has done.
Beautiful.
For 30 years, we've done what I call continuing, because everybody in the medical profession gets this. It's called continuing ed. What I want is community continuing education,
mm-hmm.
but not all the stuff that's packaged and bottled by the big pharma.
Right.
And then remember that Big Pharma is not Big Pharma. You know, everyone has this idea that there are all these white lab coats and these guys are working 24/7 to try and find a cure for cancer.
Right.
I'm 70. It does not take a genius and I have a close friend who I went to the University of Michigan with, who is a career CDC guy. Look at the numbers on cancer.
Right.
From 1972, when Nixon declared war on cancer,
right.
and now,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I'm not, and again, I'm not a real numbers guy, but there isn't anyone listening to this program, even if you're, you know, even if you're on the dark net and you're trying to figure out how you're going to assassinate Gary Null's reputation, then that's fine, because I want them to all listen. Jack, you've got kids. And you want to be knowing what's happening to my kids.
Right.
You know, what's happening with their inability to be able to do anything other than eat pizza and drink, figure out what the next taco, the new taco du jour.
Right.
And I'm not being negative.
No.
But this store, we're sitting here and we're drinking a water that's a water bottle from an artesian well in the Rocky Mountains.
Wow.
And you know what's neat about this water is that it's not fancy schmancy. It's not oxygenated. It doesn't have, structure, you know, it doesn't have, you know, protons and photons. You know what it is? It's just water that comes out of the Rocky Mountains, the Smoky Mountains, out of the Smoky Mountains.
Beautiful.
Right out of an artesian well in the Cherokee National Park, or in their reservation. And you know what it is? There's no industry.
Wow.
There's no pollution. No, there's nothing going into the water. What's coming up is like ground up Smoky Mountains or whatever.
Wow.
And that's the kind of thing that we've done here. You don't need to go and buy a $5,000 water converter. You just need to be smart. But you also need to get the science to show what's in it.
Yeah.
You know, is there toluene in the water? Is there fire retardant in the water? PCBs.
There's dioxin. There's plastics.
I even heard the Dasani. My mom just told me it's tap water. Dasani's literally tap water.
That they run through filters. Oh, right. It's one of the biggest scams. Yeah. By the way, it makes Coca-Cola, who owns Dasani, by the way. Just as a nice FYI. Sure. I mean, talk about not looking behind the curtain.
Unbelievable how misinformed people are. So let me ask you, Mitch, what got you started 30 years ago?
Just what everybody, you know, just about everybody in this industry, you had a child that had sepsis in the blood. I had a wife, incredibly the most beautiful, precious angel in my life. And she followed all that information about birth control pills. Everything is, you know, these are safe. These have been studied. Yeah, these have been studied. Yeah, the only trouble is she didn't read this book. You know, yeah. You know, they're safe. You can take them for the rest of your life until what? Until you get cancer.
Right.
And then they did. Well, it's a long story. So, like so many. They gave her 6 weeks to live.
Oh, goodness.
They did the surgery, which was vitally important to just get the cellular chaos under some semblance. Sure. But the beauty of the woman who founded Love Whole Foods, which is why Love Whole Foods exists, she made a 180-degree turnaround with the Titanic. No sugar, nothing but organic fruits and vegetables, juicing, 180-degree turn.
Mm-hmm.
And then what's interesting with that is just that led to, we're in Connecticut, Hartford, Connecticut, and that, where did she go to get access to organic fruits and vegetables without pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, which she already knew were one of the, Connecticut at that time was the tobacco capital of New England. And all of the tobacco fields were sprayed with fungicides to make sure that the leaves didn't get moldy when they were stored in the barns. Long story short, she went up to Amherst, Massachusetts, which was an hour and a half drive north of us. And it literally, that was the consistent source. Raw milk, all from local farms, too, by the way. And we've carried on that tradition.
That's
here.
Awesome.
Whole fresh eggs, you know, they joked. If you wanted to know the name of the chicken, they told you the name of the chicken.
Mm-hmm.
And she pulled it up where they gave her 6 weeks to live. She lived 30 years.
Wow. Well,
that's really what's changed since then, because people ask me all the time, why are these people living to be centurions in this day and age when they were born in 1910, 1915? If you look back, the farmers, even though they ate rich, they ate real food. They didn't have pesticides, insecticides, fluorocarbons, fossil fuels, industrial contaminants, PCBs, dioxin, that are ingested into the food as far as...
And into the soil.
Into the soil, too. Exactly.
Which then gets absorbed into the plant. That's
right.
Pharmacy.
So even though they're eating rich cream, they're eating, you know, real thick milk, the whole milk, but it wasn't homogenized. It wasn't pasteurized. It
hadn't been killed. They had heated it to death.
Right. It hasn't been jacked with hormones and growth hormones and steroids and antibiotics, which then you ingest by the second hand when you're drinking the milk.
And very divinely, I have to step in and say that about 6 months ago, I guess it was, we're at the dentist over in St. Pete. And I meet a gentleman in the lobby as his wife's getting teeth done and my husband's getting his teeth done by Dr. Bim. And he is the original organic farmer. He started organic farming. Stephen, I cannot think of his last name. And I'm so sorry, Stephen, if you're listening, we got to interview you. But it was so divine. He told me that he literally teaches people now because he's raised his boys in the organic farming. So now what they do is they go and teach people how to do their own organic farming. And he puts 3 feet of organic soil on top of our soil because it's so contaminated. I mean, like you guys are saying.
But not only contaminated, but the due to what happens with glyphosate, Senev goes into a beautiful discussion on how the manganese gets bound by the agency of this herbicide. Mm-hmm. But it isn't just manganese. Mm-hmm. It also disturbs other things like chromium.
Right. Yep.
Chromium is critical in molybdenum. Molybdenum, vanadium, and chromium. Those are the three elements that explain why we have this explosion of another epidemic, which is type 2 diabetes.
Yep.
And again, everyone says, well, you know, you make poor lifestyle choices. But when the only thing that you're getting access to is food in the mass market that's been sprayed with glyphosate, even if you make the decision not to do it, and let's not even talk about the GMO high fructose corn syrup. Mm-hmm. Let's leave that.
That's another show.
By the way, that's a drug that was designed to create type 2 diabetes. So very, very, very intuitive of those white lab coats, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
But what Senev makes it clear is that the food comes from the soil. And if the soil doesn't have any nutrients, then you're getting food that has lots of calories, no nutrients. We won't even talk about iodine. That's a whole nother one. If you go back to the 1930s, when there was virtually no heart disease, there was no diabetes, there was cancer.
One out of 3,000.
But the cancer was so rare, it was whispered. It was whispered because you didn't want to get it. That was true. But it wasn't a condition where, I've been down to my chemo salon and I sat down with all the other members of my community and we got a chemo drip for the last 3 hours. And guess what was sitting in the middle of the room, in the middle of the salon? That's what they call them, chemo salons.
Right.
Wow. You know what was sitting in the middle of the room?
Sugar.
M&Ms.
Right, that's what I was going to say.
Right, feeding the tumors. And they're saying, and I had this discussion with probably the most preeminent oncologist in my community. And I said, I can't refer clients to you anymore.
Right.
And he said, well, why not? And I said, because you literally, while you're doing the chemo, you're feeding them refined sugar. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, there aren't any studies.
Yeah, they're clueless.
There aren't any studies that show that there's a link between sugar and the cancer.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Are you kidding me? This is interesting for everyone that's listening, because if you get cancer, especially ovarian uterine cancer, or bone cancer, I'll get a better one. Bone cancer. You get bone cancer, the first thing they're going to do is a PET scan.
Right.
And folks, what's a PET scan?
Radiation.
It's radioactive sugar.
Yeah, sugar.
You know, the current theory of cancer is called the somatic mutation theory of cancer. Mm-hmm. It has now been totally invalidated. This is the idea that there's some renegade cells and there's nothing that you can do about it. You know, that the genes
to them
roll the dice and those cells are going to go renegade. You know, even though smoking was kind of different, you know, you smoked the cigarette and you got lung cancer. You know, that was sort of its own category. Not saying, well, I got my pancreatic cancer because I made sugar a food group.
Exactly.
Right. And we're not even talking sugar now. That's for sissies. It's high fructose corn syrup.
Yep.
Right? I've got a kid that vibrates, and the neurologist that they take him to doesn't even make a suggestion that the food that they're giving him, not only that the food has no nutrients at all, like magnesium and maybe some GABA the right balance of calcium, magnesium. None of that's discussed. Let's put them on gabapentin and see what happens.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. And we actually teach this in our presentation that, it's crazy the way that they just don't realize the damage that they're doing. And, it's just the food is everything. And, it's compounding toxicities. We make very clear in our presentation, compounding toxicities, compounding insufficiencies, starting, of course, with the vaccinations, then what you eat, breathe, and drink on top of that. But definitely the food is a healing. They don't even know that nutrition has anything to do with health. I learned with my daughter's experience. The top infectious disease specialist at Miami Children's Hospital told me, give her Oreo cookies, give her ice cream, give her to fatten her up.
Right. I had a dietitian who told me that when she went to dietitian school, she was told that there weren't any foods that were bad foods.
Unbelievable.
It's amazing.
Yeah, just that if they were prepared properly and they weren't spoiled and they weren't rancid, that there weren't any foods that weren't tolerable by the human organism. Granted, this was a long time ago. This was 35 years ago when I was still in New England. But I also asked her, and who paid for your education? Oh, well, I got a scholarship from General Mills. Right.
Yeah, like General Mills is going to tell them the truth.
Right. Right. That refined carbohydrates in a Northern European genetic is going to be the same as if you did, as if you were doing sugar.
It's funny. I went head to head with an MD one time. He looked at me. He says, "Diet has nothing to do with disease or even nutrition."
Right.
And I says, "Oh yeah, doc. Well, then how do you explain this one? That I can tell you that people die of scurvy, which is one nutritional element deficiency, and they can die of scurvy. They can die of rickets. They can die of beriberi. They can die of anemia, which is all as nutrients. They're not pharmaceuticals. So these are not drug deficiencies. These are nutrient deficiencies that can kill somebody. And that's just one missing element out of hundreds of them."
I'm glad you mentioned that, because everyone, especially the women that are listening, know about pregnancy-induced anemia.
Right.
Senev goes through a beautiful discussion of this explosion in anemia in the children. Mm-hmm. And again, it goes back to the glyphosate, because the glyphosate doesn't just bind up the manganese.
Right.
It also binds up iron. Mm-hmm. And virtually it cripples the bloodstream and its ability to be able to do what? Fight cancer.
Wow.
Well, it can't deliver oxygen because your hemoglobin
is hemoglobin, right. It's a cascade. It's certainly a spiral. I can't believe, but as a, had an email from her, and she turned me on to Jeffrey Smith's newest documentary, which is called Secret Ingredients. Mm-hmm. I love it.
Yeah, that's
good. And then I think I told you on the phone, for the last 3 years at Halloween, we've been showing the documentaries GMO, OMG, Seeds of Deception. Mm-hmm. What was the other one? I'm a big fan of Smith.
Yeah.
And and he has this new one called Secret Ingredients. So I'm trying to get him to come this time to not only show that we're going to show this new documentary, but which goes into a lot of detail on what Senev's going to talk about. That's going to be at Halloween, and then Senev hopefully will cast even more illumination on this whole issue with where I stand on this, on the whole issue. Folks, I'm going to just tell you, I've given up on trying to deal with GMOs. They're so pervasive that I want to invite everyone to focus, just like Gary and Renee are focusing on vaccines, but focus on glyphosate. Glyphosate is the DDT of our generation. Simple. But in 1950, there were enough scientists with integrity that they couldn't ignore the breast cancer that was popping up on Long Island, which was the largest cancer node, and still is, by the way, for breast cancer in the United States. And why is that? Because they dumped more DDT on that piece of real estate than anywhere else in the United States. My issue with glyphosate is we have the ability to tell the boys and girls that want to torment us for the next 4 years by residing in Washington and being self-appointed leaders of the country. These people, that they read the real science by the scientists that haven't been assassinated by the dark web, to be able to say, this simply has to end. And we can do that. And we need to hold bear now that Monsanto got a get out of jail card. What a coup. If I was the CEO, wherever the CEO of Monsanto goes, I'm buying stock in his company, because that guy was smart enough to take that stinky heron and hand it to the Germans. And that, you know what, and don't even get me started on what I feel about the link between, you know, you got your vaccine theories, the link between the Bayer Corporation and the Nazis. That's another topic for another time. But if anybody deserved to get the stinking heron handed to them, it was Bayer. Yeah. And I mean that. Yeah. And I normally I'm a really nice guy. But in this case, it's the universe saying, yeah, the music stopped and you're going to hold the glyphosate bomb. Yep. And I just hope that the outcome of these lawsuits in California are going to produce what we need. We need an Ellen Brockovich to hold these people accountable. Absolutely. You know, we need to have a nice congressional hearing where all those neat boys and girls that run our country are told, gee, you know, we brought in some glyphosate-laced water that courtesy of your campaign contributors, Bayer, and enjoy it.
Yeah, it's crazy. Well, now they have glyphosate in vaccination, Stephanie said. She's on my base camp group, and she's gone really deep into that.
It doesn't. I mean,
it's all poison.
You know, Dr. Mercola is a personal friend of mine. I just sent my kids off to find out how much glyphosate I have in my body. Wow. We need to test. Is it in the vaccines? Sure, indirectly. If you're getting food excipients that aren't organic, the only thing that we emphasize in this whole conversation is organic is still the only thing that protects us from GMOs and glyphosate. But you'd have to be malignant dumb to not think that those boys and girls are having their arms twisted. I'm talking about Congress again.
Yeah.
To have the definition of organic tab. Well, let's have 10% pesticides and herbicides. Right. You know, we don't need to be so arbitrary. We don't want to be food. You know, there. I mean, I can hear the comments. Right. We don't want to be food Nazis. And we have to face the reality that, you know, the Pandora's box has been opened. So now we have to change the standard. No, we don't. We need to close Pandora's box and get rid of glyphosate.
Absolutely.
And then hold, since a German company now owns all of the heirloom seed stock that Monsanto had accumulated. Again, another question I have for the boys and girls protecting the commonwealth. I love that term, the commonwealth of the American people, to let a foreign company have access to our seed stock.
Right. The proof of that is they claim that the Concord grapes, a lot of the health food stores, are organic. Well, where's the seeds?
We just had them yesterday. Seeds. There was not one seed. And I remember you
no seeds in the
past.
Watermelon. How are you going to get watermelon
without
a seed?
Without a seed.
Without a seed. Without a seed.
Right. Yeah. And
it's major, the deception.
And they let you call it organic. That's the thing that was crazy. Yeah. What do you think about local farmers that can't quite get that certification?
Yeah, I'm glad you, and, you know, let's be positive, because that's what Love Whole Foods has been doing. Mm-hmm. We have a corporate giving program, and there are three farms that we've given money to help them reach certification.
Wonderful.
Mm. And you know, now we have all these
moms on a mission.
Well, not only that, no, we've got all these marketing venues like Trader Joe's,
oh, yeah. Right.
Which again, by the way, folks, it's a German company.
That's right.
You know, if you're going to be a fundamentalist Trumpster, you know, buy American.
Right.
The money goes back to Germany.
Right.
And then understand that Aldi's and Trader Joe's are the flip sides of the same coin. They're brothers.
Right.
And then what really disturbs me with Aldi's is that they come in with the lowest denominator in quality of food, right? And the profits that they reap from that are then flipped over to the chi-chi, you know, boomer side with their $2 chuck wine and on the Trader Joe's side.
Wow.
I really have a hard time marketing that is all, there's a term for it. It's called greenwashing. You know, that, we're all about farm to table and yada, 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 except, you know, you go into Aldi's and say, well, where'd these eggs come from?
Exactly. Right. And we actually teach people to our members, especially that, you know, you don't support the companies that are just jumping on the bandwagon to supply a few organic foods because they are threatening the authentic places like Love.
Sure.
Like, you know, the real authentic places, our friend Richard down in South Florida, different places that have opened, and they're authentic health food stores that have everything bug spray free and hormone free. But then when you start shopping at Publix or Trader Joe's
or Whole Foods, even
Whole Foods.
I'm from Detroit. My mom had a great expression for it's certainly Whole Foods and what it's evolved into that Elon Musk has a business plan that is based on one real fundamental principle. Make Elon Musk even wealthier,
right.
You know, which is fine. I don't have a problem with wealth generation at all.
Right.
It just what's in your heart,
and what are they using the money for?
And then right, so that we can have drones delivering more cheap Chinese stuff
in our
chimneys.
We were even at an Earth Fair, which used to be a very authentic health food store. I remember in Tennessee when we spoke there a couple years back, and now yesterday when we were there, it's like Whole Foods. Half is conventional, half, if you don't know what you're doing,
you have to really know what
there.
You're doing because people assume that everything is organic when they reach Whole Foods.
You go to a Whole Foods market, I tell everybody that you saw our deli, you just ate the food from our deli.
Right.
Everything in that deli came from the produce department in the store. What an incredible concept. You go into any Whole Foods market and you see that wonderful display of their garden buffet that you can pick. And you say, did this come from the produce department? Is this organic? There's no sign that says that it's organic.
Yeah.
It's
true.
And then ask the manager. And then, I don't want to go off on a big tangent. But in Detroit, my mother was a World War II military nurse and an amazing woman. And again, grew up on a farm in Michigan when, by the way, as a depression survivor of the Depression, the only food in the United States during the Depression was organic.
Right.
You know,
that's right.
The DuPont and the Dow chemicals, the dioxins, all of this, the nitrogen-based fertilizers came out after World War II.
Right.
And then it was all based on this, you know, we dropped the atomic bomb, so these scientists were really smart dudes. Mm-hmm. And so they must know what they're doing.
Right.
Wait until you listen to Senna's discussion on Roundup Ready crops and why the farmers loved it at the beginning stage, because they didn't have to think about, you know, they didn't have to think about what was the right time to plant the soil. They didn't have to think about did I leave that field fallow? You know, they don't do any of that anymore.
Also, the listeners need to know too, they're taking fish genes, flounder, and they're splicing it into strawberries so they don't frost at night. Well, they're not telling you that. They're putting human DNA and crossbreeding it into tomatoes that are bigger and last longer, but they're not telling you.
Mm-mm.
So if you shop conventional, you are for sure going to get GMOs.
That's
for sure. going to get the pesticides, insecticides, and fluorocarbons, the binders and fillers and excipients and flavorings and colorings and dyes.
Everything.
But if you look for the organic, organic is just not a rabbit-type food, because people associate rabbit food and just bland food with organic. That has nothing to do with it. There's organic meats, range-fed, there's organic eggs.
Right. Well, you can do range-fed, but if the field that the hay field that the cow was eating in had been sprayed with glyphosate for the adjoining oat field or alfalfa field, then it, you know, even though it was range fed, it's not protecting you.
Right.
And again, that's the standard that we have with our meats. They're organic.
Awesome.
And in the case of the red cow meat, it's certified organic. They've been eating organic grain,
the listeners need to know too that they're vaccinating the cattle, they're vaccinating the chickens.
Is it in their blood?
They're saying, "Oh, it's organic, range fed." Well, what about the chemicals from the vaccines entering into that animal that you're eating secondhand?
Well, and that goes back to the farms that we're supporting, and just
right.
You know, the eggs that we sell. I was telling Renee on when she was coming over, you know, we have some OCD customers and they buy her eggs, even though they're more expensive than any of the other eggs that we have, but they want to know the name of the chicken. They even want to see photographs of the chicken.
Absolutely.
You know, they're not buying it that it's labeled, right? There it is. You know, there's a Rock Island Red. And its name is like Tootsie or whatever. And those are the eggs they want to eat. And you know what? That's what we did 75 years ago.
That's the way it should be.
80 years ago.
Yeah.
That's the way it should be. You know, we were even told, Mitch, recently at a presentation from two Whole Food ex-employees that our government allows or makes any produce coming from out of the country, that our government requires them to spray it with bug spray,
and let
it be called organic in the stores.
Yep. And then we haven't even talked about, remember the big brouhaha over irradiation that was so egregious, but that was one of the things that they were doing. Again, if it came from another country, it was all irradiated.
So we're not even getting, they're even passing and letting them be called organic.
And I'm sure that's an issue that's sort of fallen by the wayside.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's still active.
Just eating today on the way back from North Carolina, driving some blackberries that supposedly were organic that we bought at Earth Fair. And I tasted the bug spray. I told Gary, we got to throw these things out. tasted the bug spray.
I'm glad that you mentioned that, because what happens when you've adopted this lifestyle, when you've done what we've been doing for 29 years, doing the detoxes, you know, we've had David Perlmutter lives over in Naples. He wants too much money. He won't come to my little store. But I've had his trained staff give talks on the human biome like we're doing tonight with Dr. Passwater. And I can only say, once you've done the detox and rebuilt the biome, what happens is your sense of smell, your sense of taste, even your hearing improves.
Intensifies, right?
Even to the skin, you can feel when you've added. Well, it's one of my favorite tests. I'll share one of my great health secrets. It's called the big toe garlic test. For everybody that wants to know how important that skin is, right? You take a clove of garlic and you peel the parchment off. Get the biggest one you can, and you cut it on the bias so you get a nice swath. And then, and I have to tell everybody, you have to take your sock off, because one person that did the test, it didn't work, and and I said, it always works. And then I said, did you take your socks off?
Her shoes off?
Take the sock. In any case, you rub it on your big toe, and you look at your watch, and you look to see how long it takes for you to taste garlic under your tongue. Yeah. If you want a real reality of how important it is skincare products, the that we're in the depths of the or the height of the sun season with these sunscreens. And the Australians are convinced that the sunscreens are causing the skin cancer.
Right. That's
right. We won't even, you know, when you look at it and read that label, and again, mm-hmm. this is a Gary. I heard Gary even give this in one of his programs. Yeah. If you can't read at least half of what's in
right.
it, then you don't want to buy it.
That's right. That's right.
And if it's all unpronounceable.
Yeah, I kid around when I teach too. If you can't pronounce it, you can't digest
and
it. Stay away from it.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
And then remember what polyethylene glycol is. It's antifreeze, baby.
That's right.
That's right. Lysorbate 80. Oh, it's crazy.
Well, right.
We just have to stay away from the landmines because probably the audience is saying, well, where do we go then? How do we know? What do we search for? And you do have to search for the organic seals as much as you can. You do have to drink clean water that's not tainted with chlorine and fluoride and bromide and arsenic. You watch what is coming from the soil that your farmers that you're getting it from. How is their soil? Is it rotated? Is it they use manure? What do they use for compost?
Right. Is he putting nematode beneficial nematodes in back into the soil?
Right.
Which
right.
The soil is the equivalent of your gut.
Right. So there's an ecology in our gut. There's an ecology also in the soil for the plants. And this gets back to what I teach, that germs do not cause disease like the whole world thinks it does.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Now, if that was the case, everyone would be sick. Everyone.
Right.
We've got trillions of them in our mouth, our nose, or behind our eyes.
It's funny. I give a talk on it also. Pasteur repudiated.
That's right.
Repudiated his the core of his life work. That was based on the germ theory of disease, and of course the competing theory, which was the
Bichamp's theory.
That's one Bichamp.
Bichamp's terrain theory.
Right.
If the terrain is a desolate wasteland,
right.
sepsis wasteland, then disease is going to follow.
It just makes sense.
Only from
sense.
The standpoint
right.
that the universe will always recycle.
That's right. And what's so crazy, when we went to France, Pasteur restaurants, his name is exalted like he was like a god. because the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, the ones that own the drug companies, they saw dollar signs behind germs causing disease.
Don't even get me started on that.
That's amazing.
Don't even get me started
right,
on that.
That's what
subject.
Vaccines were based on. That's what antibiotics, anti-life was based on, penicillin. I mean, it's just crazy. It's a big, fat lie that was big business for the Rothschilds, bottom line. So we have to be aware of these things, people. And I just want you to take all this at heart and, you know, really realize that everything in combination, like my husband teaches, compounding toxicities, compounding insufficiencies is the cause of every cellular malfunction. You know, it's just very simple to understand. So we have to control what we can control.
And find love partners. Find a resource in your community where there are like-minded individuals.
Right.
And that's what we do here. It's an opportunity for people to exchange ideas without ranting. And we're certainly all inclusive. I mean, we're all on this type. My talk is, which way do you want the Titanic to go?
Yeah.
Which way do you want it to go?
Many things. Yep.
Mm-hmm. And are you going north, or are you going south?
So.
Yeah.
And it's everybody rowing together, mm-hmm. and an awareness. I mean, that's certainly what, you know, if I'm obsessive, it's only to try to let people know that the past waters are out there doing research that's telling us that, A, there's hope. In the EU, they don't allow any of the
right.
GMOs.
Right.
Here we have Bayer buying Monsanto, mm-hmm. and yet none of that work can be done in Germany.
Right.
Right? So what do? You don't rant. You just simply say, well, wait a minute. You had to have approved the purchase of this. What do you think about that the citizens of their republic
don't want it
in their food supplies.
That's right.
Right. Oh, and by the way, things like gluten. You can go to France. How many people do you have friends that go to Italy, right? They're gluten intolerant.
Mm-hmm.
And they go and they're so hungry because they're walking around the Piazza del something, de Roma, and they got to have pizza. And they sit down and they have the pizza, and guess what? they don't get any stomach upset.
Right.
Again, clean food.
Yeah.
And that's just what, and we're talking low level. That's just the pizza level.
Right.
Wow. We were just in Freeport, Bahamas, and I don't think I've ever been anywhere where there was absolutely no clean food. I had to have my kids, my children, put on a boat in Fort Lauderdale to ship to me to Freeport, Bahamas. Because we were there like 6 weeks. We had to ship our food. Is that insane?
Oh, my God. All right. I get it.
We only have a couple more minutes here. And, Mitch, we just thank you so much for taking time from your very, very busy schedule. I know you guys had a huge event tonight, and we just thank you for all that you've been doing for so, so long.
Yeah, go to lovewholefoods.com, and and catch the Jeffrey Smith is going to be coming. Stephanie Senep, one night only, November 30th, coming in from Boston, Massachusetts.
Excellent.
And then, of course, if you guys can join us tonight, 7 o'clock, Richard Passwater. He's he's Christy Brinkley's personal scientist.
Wow. So maybe we'll go drop off a rental car and then come back over to
that'd be great. All right. Well, I'm hoping that this is not our we need to do this again.
We have a weekly radio show, and I'm gonna close it with that information right now. And again, Mitch, we want to thank you dearly for your time out of your busy schedule and for originating clean food in our home state. We appreciate you dearly. Our shows can be accessed on our vacinfo.org website, and we're on every Monday at 2 p.m. Our contact number is 800-939-8227. And like always, we thank Progressive Radio Network for all that they do.